Good morning, thanks for tuning in and welcome to a new trading week. It looks like the Australian share market is going to kick off in positive territory by a decent margin on Monday, according to the SPY futures. At least the contract in after hours trade finished with a gain of 42 points, so that translates to an improvement of just under 0.75%. And it comes on the back of what was really a mixed session as far as Wall Street was concerned. We saw the S&P 500, the broader market, struggle over the course of the session. It just managed to get its head above the parapet with a gain of around 0.1%. The Dow a little better by comparison, not much, up by 0.2%. And tech stocks underperformed over the course of the session with the NASDAQ down by around 0.9%. So it was a session that brought with it mixed fortunes as far as news flow was concerned. We'll start with the positive side of things, and that was the unemployment report for the month of July. When I say unemployment, that's the way the Australian figures are characterised. These are the non-farm payrolls figures in the United States. So this measure was better than expected for the last month. It came in with 1.76 million US jobs being added to the economy. That was ahead of the 1.6 million that most economists had on average forecast. The unemployment rate also coming in better than expected. It fell from 11.1% to 10.2%. So that 10.2% figure better again than the forecasts on average of 10.5%. Average hourly earnings were also nicely higher compared to expectations, rising by 0.2% compared to a fall of 0.5%. So the fact that you've still got an unemployment rate at stratospheric levels as it is at 10.2%, that incremental improvement was encouraging for the markets over the course of the last month. So that was the positive side of things. The negative was the fact that there's still a congressional impasse when it comes to reconciling differences and paving a way for the next range of support measures for the US economy. This has been going on for weeks now, and at the weekend there was still no meaningful solution to this, and the markets will continue to wrangle over this in terms of the impact. But it must be said that even though we have been talking about this consistently over the course of the last three weeks to a month, the US markets in the last couple of weeks have continued to perform reasonably well. We've had the NASDAQ over the course of last week up by 2.5% with a similar result for the S&P 500, and the Dow was up by the most part of 4% last week, 3.8%. So this does give rise to a question of have the markets already priced this in, or are they primed for disappointment when perhaps the result is short of expectations? So that's something that is important to bear in mind over the course of the next couple of weeks in particular. So that brings us to what we might expect over the course of this week in particular. It's a busy week as far as news is concerned, be it economic, locally and abroad, and in addition to company news, with a swathe of Australian organisations reporting their results over the course of the coming week. So have a look at the ComSec reporting season calendar. Visit the website there to get a gauge of what's going on in the company sphere over the course of the next couple of days. In terms of economic news, we'll be looking forward to industrial production numbers out of the US, retail sales, industrial production and investment figures out of China. On the local front, a couple of important outcomes, the primary one being the unemployment report on Thursday. And then we've also got the NABS survey of business conditions and confidence, which will be released tomorrow. That'll be worth looking at as well. And elsewhere, the Aussie dollar, which was trading quite comfortably above 72 US cents previously, has been reined back by those better than expected employment numbers. And when I say reined back, the US dollar has rallied, and which has made a casualty of the Aussie dollar, which is back to around 71.5 US cents.